Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Ted Fishman. Longtime Brain Trust member, 13 years. He's been hanging out with us and coming up on 13. And so Ted is the author of China Inc., also Shock of Gray, two different books, completely different topics, but both of them watershed works that I encourage you to own both of. You'll thank me later. TedCFishman.com is the name of the books, and Ted C. Fishman is the name of the book. Put a .com on the end and you'll find him online. Ted is going to China, and when he comes back, Ted, you're going to give us a report on what you found, aren't you?
Oh yeah, lots to talk about.
In the meantime, though, before you go, we're talking about the Trans-Pacific Pipeline. I'm sorry, partnership. Trans-Pacific partnerships, not the pipeline, folks. That's another topic.
Right.
I get another expert in on for that one. But Ted's a real Pacific Rim expert, folks, and all up and down the rim, and so. You told me that you had a conversation with a diplomat about the TPP cancellation.
Yeah, so I asked him about this just before the election, and he said the United States absolutely had to pass it as far as he was concerned on the political side because our credibility as a country was vested so much in the negotiation of it, and we negotiated so long and hard, it grew into this 5,000-page document that everybody had sweated over for years. And if we don't get it through, then, what can the rest of the world trust the United States on at the negotiating table? And as you mentioned, Obama had a hard time negotiating with his own people.
It couldn't have been that compelling because he couldn't sell it. But see, when I hear you say what that man said, all I could think about is the Concord fallacy and the sunk cost theory. You know about that, right?
No.
The Concord fallacy, before the Concord supersonic jet ever flew the first time, ever left the ground the first time, they knew it was a financial disaster. They knew it would not work. They knew they could not keep it, sustain it forever because it just would not work financially before it ever left the ground. And they kept putting money into it, and they brought in what they. So now it's called the Concord fallacy. Also, the accountants call it the sunk cost theory. I've already got so much money in it; I might as well put more in it. You know, and I wonder if that's not where we were with TPP. Just because
we spent
so much time on it doesn't mean that we shouldn't cut our losses.
Yeah, I do want to just say one thing as it relates to small business, which is, there's this separation between the agility of small business and big business. In the United States, small businesses are much more agile than big businesses.
Yep.
But abroad, big businesses are much more agile than small businesses because they need the patience. They need armies of lawyers and negotiators.
Mm-hmm.
One thing TPP did was it eliminated a lot of the reasons for the legwork to go trade abroad, the legwork which is hard for small businesses but always available to big businesses. And I hope that when they negotiate these bilateral treaties, they do something to make it, again, easy for small businesses to have entree into these difficult markets.
So, well, one of the things we know is 93%, I think it is, 93% of all exporters are of American exporters are small businesses.
That's right, but only 5% of small businesses actually export.
That's
so
right.
If we
That's
could get
right.
that up to 10%, we
right.
would double it.
And I think we're heading in that direction. So do you believe that Trump will be more likely to do bilateral deals than multilateral than another TPP type deal?
I think he's going to spend a lot of time unraveling deals before he starts making deals, and when he starts making them, they'll be bilateral.
Yeah, no more trans-Pacific type stuff.
Yeah.
Do you? How much do you think he's trying to get the Chinese attention that he's not going to be a pushover?
I think that's his modus operandi. He always wants to have the most ammo he possibly can.
Is that a bad strategy?
it depends on what it might be a great strategy on trade.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a so-so strategy on defense. You know, if you're not willing to use that ammo, what good is the strategy? You know,
yeah.
So you know, brinksmanship has the usual cautions. I think.
Right. Sometimes, at some point, somebody may call your bluff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. So you don't want to lose our credibility by you know making
right.
all of these big threats. And
well, I think that was
through,
an Obama problem. You know, the red line thing.
Yeah.
You know,
sure
they called his bluff, and he wimped out.
On so many fronts.
On many fronts. Yes, so many fronts. I don't think Mr. Trump's going to do that. Now, we may not like the step he takes. I don't think it'll be a bad thing if for China and Putin to know that a new sheriff's in town. I don't think that's going to be a bad thing.
No, I think that could be positive. Yeah. Of course, they're all going to bring out their biggest and baddest sheriffs, too.
Hey, Ted, I got to go. Come back after you get back from China. Safe travels, my friend.
Will do. Thanks, Jim.
Ted C. Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.